Today's Shi'ez Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Tes, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hasheretz V'Nelam Amenu. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva are describing what is the situation, for what situation would one be Chayiv for Tumas Migdash V'Kadosha. And Rabbi Elazar says that if somebody forgot Helm Sheretz, he forgot that he had become Tame with a Sheretz, that's when he's Chayiv. Then a Chayiv, but he's not Chayiv for Helm Tuma, Helm Migdash. That he did not realize that the place that he was entering, the place that he was entering was the base Hamigdash. Then the Mishnah continued saying, Rabbi Kiva says, Nel Men of Tame, again, Rabbi Kiva says, he's Chayiv for Helm Tuma. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, Ma Benayu? It seems that there's really no difference between what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva are saying. Answers, the Gemara Am Chizkiya says, the Gemara, the Nafkamina is, Sheretz V'Nevela Ika Benayu. Rabbi Elazar Savabina Adi Yada, not only does Rabbi Elazar require that you should know that you are Tamei, but you also have to know how you became Tamei, through a Sheretz or through Nevela. Being an Adi Yoda, it's necessary that you should know Ibe Sheretz Itmi, Ibe Nevela Itmi. And if you don't know that, then you cannot have the din of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Kiva Sova, Kiva is not that specific. Loi being an Adi Yoda, you don't have to have that level of knowledge. Rather, the Kiva the Yoda the Itma, once you know that you are Tamei, Kim the Yoda the Itma Ba'olam, Litzorich, it's not necessary to know Ibi Sheretz Itmi, Ibi Nevela Itmi, if you became Tamei with a Sheretz or with a Nevela. This discussion that we're having now is regarding the Idea B'Tchila. It's regarding knowing how you became Tamei, to what degree you became Tamei. But we also know that you're not going to be chayiv the carbon until there was yediyah b'soif. And therefore, here the question that comes up is, what does that mean? Does at the end, knowing after you went to the Beis HaMikdash, you ate kodesh, is it sufficient to know that you were tamei? Again, according to Rekiva, all you need to know is that you were tamei. Or is it necessary there, even according to Rekiva, to know what your tumah was? The Lecha Mishnah's opinion is that according to Bekiva, the Yediyah B'Soif, he'll agree with Rabbi Elazar. And in the Yediyah B'Soif, he will agree that you have to know specifically or which Tumah you were Tumah. Others, however, Duri Megash disagrees. And Duri Megash's opinion is that according to Bekiva, just like at the beginning, all you need to know is that you were Tumah, but you need not know specifically with what Tumah. So too will it be Rabbi Kiva's opinion that at the end, as long as you know you were Tamei, it's not necessary to know exactly which Tumah. V'chein ha'me'ula, Sheretz Nevel Ika B'naya. That again, the Machloikus of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is to what degree of knowledge do you need to have at the beginning? Says the Gemara, how do we see that this is what Ula holds? Because says the Gemara, the Ula Rami de Rabbi Elazar de Rabbi Elazar, Ula asked a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Mishani, and he was able to answer. And based on what we see Ula saying, that we'll see that this is the way Ula holds was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara explains itself. The Gemara says, "Me, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Being in the Yoda, Ibn Sheretz Itme, Ibn Nevel Itme, does Rabbi Elazar require that you should know exactly how you became Tamei? Ramini, I'll ask a question. The Braisa teaches us, Am Rabbi Elazar, a person knows for certain that he did Aveira B'Shoigig, for which this Aveira carries the obligation to bring a Chayiv Karmachatis. However, this question is, which Aveira did he do? Manavshach. He certainly did an Aveira. Chelev Ochal, if he ate Chelev, his Chayiv Achatas, Noisa Ochal. There was a piece of meat in front of him. And the question is, What is the status of this piece of meat? Is it noiser or is it chalev? But he ate that meat, but the question is which was issa was it? Or Shabbos chilel chayev from Kippur chilel chayev. What happened was that in their calendar, it's possible for Yom Kippur and Shabbos to be one day and after the other. Can't be an hour calendar. He did melacha b'shoyig in one of those 2 days. And he doesn't know which one was it. Was it Shabbos or was it Yom Kippur? Ishta nidabal achosabal chayiv. He had his wife and his sister in the same home. He had good relations with one of them, but he thought that he was having relations with his wife. But it may be that indeed he had relations with his wife, or maybe that he had relations with his sister. And his wife was a nida when he had those relations. And therefore the issue is, no matter, it was b'shoyig, as we just said, but no matter how we look at it, he certainly did an aveira, which comes with a chiyuv chatas. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Elazar says that chayiv, because he certainly is chayiv karmi chatas. To which Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, to which Rabbi Yeshua said, Harei Omer, ahoydalav chatasa shechata b'Hashem, that you're not chayiv, ad shiyivadalach, until you're certain b'ma'ach chata. So we see from over there that it is Rabbi Les's opinion that you can't be chayiv karmi chatas until that you chayiv karmi chatas without knowing all the details. And in our Gemara, we're learning today that the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is that you need to know exactly how you became tamei, otherwise you won't be chayiv karmi. Answers the Gemara, Mishani, the way Ula, who posed this question, answered the question, the pasuk says, the Torah uses the word ashechata, chet kalshu. As long as you know you did an avera which carries with it a chi of karmi chatos, you bring the karmi chatos. Aval hocha. When we speak about the karmi oil of yori, which is the subject of our shiurim, michti ksiv, the pasuk says, nefesh ashetiga b'chol dove tamei. Then the pasuk continues saying, oy b'nivla sheretz tamei. What does the Torah have to say? That pasuk nivla sheretz. Nivla sheretz is just another example of tumah. Why does it have to identify that was nivla sheretz tumah lomeli? Shmamino, to teach us, bina ad yoda, that it's necessary, according to Rabbi Elazar, to know ibi sheretz itma, ibi nivel itma, exactly how you became tumah. Rabbi Kiva, whose opinion is that you don't need to know exactly how you became tumah, all you need to know is that you're tumah. What's he going to say? Aidi, the boy lemichtav. Since the pasuk is going to have to say, I've been nevelas mehema tameya, I've been nevelas chay tameya b'lechad Rebbe, as we learned on Dav Zayin. That's the way on Dav Zayin we learned that the chiv is of the carbon oil of the yoyrid. The Gemara said the pasuk only indicates, if we only had the pesukim, we would think it only applies by tumas migdash. How do we know that it also applies by tumas kodesh? So Rebbe made that zereshav and dav zayin. Sivnami, the Torah also says, "Abi nivla sheretz tamei." That the Torah speaks about the nivla sheretz tamei, even though it really wasn't specifically necessary. And where do we find that this is the way the Torah expresses itself? It says the Gemara, the Tanna Dvar Shmuel, like the Tanna Dvar Shmuel tells us, kaparsha. Shenemer v'nishnas, and we have a parsha that seems to be repetitive. The Torah tells us something again, only because it wants to teach us something new. So once the Torah had to say b'chol tamei tamei, as we just learned to teach us this gzeirah shava, the Torah repeated all the different types of tumas. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that a person who does an aveira by B'shoyig brings a karmichatis, even though he doesn't have to know what he did the aveira. What will he do with the pasuk that says ba? The pasuk says hi ba my avalei. The pasuk says ahoydalav chatasa she'achavta ba, which Rabbi Yeshua used to teach us that chata ba. You need to know what was the aveira in order to be chayiv. So what will he do with that ba? Hi ba. My Ovidle, what does he do with that word? It says the Gemara, he uses it to teach us prat lemasasek. There's a new type of avera, which is called a masasek. There's many definitions of masasek. The simple definition of masasek is where somebody intended to pick something up. He thought that it's not connected to the ground, and then he became aware that it is connected to the ground. So since he had no intention to do a malach at all, he had no intention to detach something from the ground, that is a case of masasek. The Gemara is teaching us that that's what Rebbe Elazar is coming to teach us, that if somebody did an avera in the form of a masasek, that's where you're not chayiv. Or, as Rashi gives another example of masasek, Rashi says the other example of a masasek is where somebody had intention to have relations with his wife, but he had his wife and his sister with him in the same bed, and instead of having relations with his wife, whom he intended to have relations with, he had relations with his sister. Many Rishonim disagree with that example that Rashi gives, because they say that where is there a exception for Masasek? The exception for Masasek is by Shabbos. But as we discussed in our previous year, the Avera of Arayis is the Hanor, the pleasure you have from the Avera. That's what makes Chalovim Varayis. When you eat something not kosher, or you have a forbidden relationship, that's the Avera. So now the Rishonim ask, what is the case, as we've just been explaining, the classical example of Masasek? The classical example of Masasek is by Shabbos, that you had a mind to pick something that's detached up, but it was really connected. So the Rishonim ask, why do we need a p'tur on Shabbos because of Masasek? It's not Melechus Machsheves. And by Shabbos, you only chayiv by Melechus Machsheves. So Tosfos explains there are two types of Masasek. One is, like we've been speaking about, where you intended to pick up and it turned out to be cutting. And the other case is where you wanted to take this and you took something else instead. He says the halacha melechus machsheves would be applicable where I wanted to take this vegetable from the ground and I took the other vegetable from the ground. So that's not melechus machsheves because that wasn't what I had intended to take. But when I intend to take this vegetable, there was just a misunderstanding. I thought that this vegetable is not connected to the ground, and the vegetable is actually attached to the ground. That is not a lack of melechus machsheves, because I got the vegetable I wanted. I just didn't think I would need to do an avera to get it. That's an entirely different type of masasek, and therefore, that is the case where the Gemara is saying that in that masasek, you need a special limud. That's where we need a special limud of pratla masasek. Rabbi Kveiger makes a point. He says if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash thinking that it's a regular house, it seems to be a case of masasek, because he's entirely unaware of what he did. He's similar to what we just discussed, where somebody picked up a plant thinking that it was detached and he didn't realize that it was attached. Says Rekiv Eger that when does the Torah, as we've been discussing, say that there's a exemption for Masasek? That's only an Avera where you did the Avera B'shogig, you'd be Chayv HaKarmachatas. But in the case that I just mentioned, where you walked into the Beis HaMikdash thinking it was an ordinary house, there and therefore if you did that, b'shoigig, as we've been learning, the halacha is you'd be chayv karban oil of yoyrid, there the p'tur of Masasek would not apply. Rabbi Kiva Eger is really making a very, very strong point. Rabbi Kiva Eger is telling us that we may think the Masasek means he didn't do an Avera. We're learning from Rabbi Kiva Eger the Misasik is an Aveira. The proof is that by Tumas Mingdash V'Kedoshev, you're going to be Chayv Kamen Oil V'Yoyer for Misasik. By Shabbos, you're Potter. Maybe by other Averas, you're Potter. But it's not as if you didn't make do an Aveira at all. And he proves this point in another way as well. He says, the Rambam says that if somebody sees somebody else wearing a garment, which is shatness, he has to immediately tell that person to take off that garment, or he should take off the garment from that person's body. This will, of course, perhaps cause his friend great embarrassment. He's going to be left without his garment. That doesn't make it permissible. Bekevega says, because there's an issur of shatness. Points out to Bekevega that if somebody is wearing a garment and he's not aware at all that it is shatness, so that's a case of misasik. And if we're saying that if you're doing an aveira in a state of misasik, it's not considered as if you're doing an aveira at all, then why do I have to take off his clothing or tell him to take off his clothing? As far as the halach is concerned, he's not doing an aveira. And let him get home and not have the concern of being publicly embarrassed, and then we'll tell him. The fact that the halacha does not take that position, but rather the halacha takes the position that take off the garment, make him take off the garment immediately, even though he's in a state of misasik. We see from here, says Rav Kivega, that somebody who's a misasik is considered as if he's doing an aveira. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, says the Gemara, we go back to the original machlokes we began our shiur with today. Machlokes of Elazar of Akiva, and now Rabbi Yochanan offers a different interpretation in that machlokes. So the Gemara Mashmas Darsha Mikmanayu. The machlokes is what pasuk do we learn something from? Rabbi Elazar says that the obligation of carbon oil of Yorid is only for somebody who forgot his tamei, not if he forgot that this is the Beis Hamikdash, or forgot that this is Kodesh. Because the pasuk says Hasheretz v'nelam, so the halama is over the tumah, not over the Beis Hamikdash or the Kodesh. The Kiva says because the pasuk says v'nelam v'utame. So actually, there's no nafgamina in halacha between them. The entire nafgamina is just from where do we learn the same halacha. Kain Amar Rav Sheshes and Soda Rav Sheshes say that the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is Mashmas Darshan Kumnayu, how to learn Pshat in the Pasuk. But then comes the Gemara, the Rav Sheshes Machla, the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. We find Rav Sheshes turned around and said Rabbi Elazar's opinion in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So Magen Avraham makes a very important point. Magen Avraham says that the pasuk says loisasik gvul reyacha, that I'm not allowed to take credit, or if somebody said something, we have to be very careful who said what, and we can't just turn things around. Well, it doesn't make a difference; it's all the same. And yet here we find that the Gemara, that he had no problem mixing Rabbi Elazar's opinion with Rabbi Akiva and vice versa. How are we to understand this Gemara? So the Magen Avraham I saw, Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Ha'aretz explains this even further, says that when were they not so concerned about turning opinions around, when it's not a nafgamina la'alocha. If we learn our Gemara, so there's a machlokes how to learn pshat in the pasuk, but it isn't nafgamina in halacha l'maisa. And when it's not a nafgamina l'alocha l'maisa, that's when we're not so careful about the names who said what. But when it's related to halacha l'maisa, there, of course, who said what is much more serious. Barminei Rava Ram Yochanan. So Rava asked Ram Yochanan, Helam zev zev biyodai. If somebody forgot that he's tamei, and he also forgot that this is the Makam HaMikdash, or he also forgot that this is Kodesh, Mahu, why would Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva paskin in that situation? Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said, tell him Tumah B'yodai. They both agree that if you forgot that you were Tumah and entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodesh, you have to bring Karmen over Yoyerd. And that's what happened here. V'chayiv, and therefore you should be Chayiv. Adarabba, so Rava says to him, we can make a counter-argument. Hela Mikdash B'yodai. He forgot that this is the base of Mikdash, and he should be potter. In other words, the question is, what is the way to understand this question is, what is the Mechayiv, or what is the poiter? As the Chazon Ish explains, when the Torah says that if somebody forgot that this is the base of Mikdash, and he's potter, well, how do we look at the situation? Is it considered a karav la'oinus, or is it considered karav la'mezid? Because as we've learned many times in our shiurim, points out the Chazon Ish, by karav la'oinus, you're potter from a carbon, because you really didn't do anything really wrong. By karav la'mezid, you don't bring a carbon because you did something very wrong. And therefore, when we say helam kodesh is potter, is it because it's karav la'oinus, or is it considered karav lemezit? Another way that the Rishonim explain is that the Gemara never had a havamina that in Tosfos learns this way, that in such a situation, you should not be chayv a carbon. Just because you also have helam kodesh, or you also have helam migdosh, should that be a reason that you should be less obligated than if you only had helam tumah? But rather, explains Tosfos, as we've been explaining in many shiurim, the halacha for carbon oil of yored actually represents a leniency. Very rare is it the halacha that you are not chayiv, that the carbon that you're going to be bringing will be based on your financial situation. It's a special leniency. And the Gemara's question is, when this person didn't just have a Helam Tumah, but coupled with the Helam Tumah, he also had a Helam Kodesh or Helam Migdash, maybe that's too serious of an Aveira that you should just have to bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. It's such a serious Aveira that a regular Karma Chattis that doesn't carry the leniencies of carbon oil of a Yoyrid will apply. So says the Gemara, and Rav Ashi, the way to look at this situation is Chazinan. We have to analyze what was the reason he stopped doing what he was doing. Is it because he realized that he was Tamei? Then it's obvious. And that the Tum is what's driving the situation, and therefore he'll be Chayv Karbon Oil V'Yored. If what he stopped doing is because he realized that he was in the base of Migdash, so it's obvious that what's driving this is the Helam Migdash part, and therefore, in such a case, he'll be Potter. Amle Ravina Ravashi, Klom Parish, says Ravina to Ravashi, how could you separate this? Klom Parish Migdash, if he's walking out of the Migdash, being in the Migdash alone is not an issue. The only reason he's walking out of the Migdash, Klom Parish Migdash, El Mishum Tumah. And Klom Parish Mitumah, El Mishum Migdash. They're both traveling, they're both very connected. And therefore, and that's what's driving his actions. Eloi Shana, and in both of these cases, since there's an element of Helm of Tumas Migdash, and Tumas, they forgot that this is a base of Migdash, they forgot that this is Kodesh, it's not going to be El of Yared. And it seems that according to Tosfos, he'll be Chayv Karbon Chatos. Tan Rabbah begins the Gemara Shnei Shvilim. You have two paths in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Echad Tamei. One is Tamei because there's a mace buried on that path. Vechad Tar, and one is Tar where there's no mace buried on that path. And we don't know on which path did this individual walk. V'halach B'Rishon, he walked on the first path, and didn't enter the Beis HaMikdash, and then he walked in the second path, and he walked into Beis HaMikdash. He's going to be Chayv Karbon Oil V'Yored, because he certainly is Tamei. We don't know which path made him Tamei, the first path or the second path, but this case, he is certainly Tamei, and therefore, since he certainly Tamei, and then he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he realizes that's going to be a case for which he's going to bring the carbon oil of Yared. This is considered a situation where it was the idea betchila that he was Tamei. Of course, if he walked only on one of the toothpaths, the halacha would be very, very different, because he might not be Tamei at all. But now the Gemara gives a different scenario. Halach Barishon, he walked on the first path, and we don't know if he's Tamei. And then V'nichnas, he entered the base of Mikdash. And then Hiza V'shana, we know that the halacha is that if somebody becomes Tamei Meis, he has to count 3 days, and we spritz on him the Mechatis, a combination of the ash of the Efa Parah and Mayim Chayim, on the 3rd day and the 7th day. And afterwards, and after that, he has to go to the mikvah on the 7th day, have Harav Shemesh, and after nightfall, he's completely tahar. And that's what this person did. He's a Vishon of a Taval. He completely purified himself. So now, if the path he walked on was the Tamei path, now he's completely tahar. V'akacholach b'sheni, and now he walked on the second path, and then v'nichnas, he went into the Meis HaMikdash, he's chayiv. Because again, this individual certainly went to the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei. Again, we don't know if it was after the first path or after the second path, but since one of those paths are certainly Tamei, he certainly went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei. Rav Shimon Peiter, Rav Shimon says that you will not be chayiv. Because in this case, both times before he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he did not have a certain yediyah, a certain awareness that he was Tamei. Says the Gemara, furthermore, Rav Shimon Peiter, Yehuda Peiter Bekulon, even in the first case, B'shum Rav Shimon. So explains the Gemara. When the Gemara just said Bekulon, that in both cases, in all cases, he holds his potter, Afila B'kamaisa, in the first case, where he walked first on path number one, and then he walked path number two, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash. He's saying that he won't bring a carbon oil of the Yared. Ask the Gemara why. No matter how we look at this situation, Tamehu, this person is certainly Tameh. And why should he be potter for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tameh? Answers the Gemara. Amarava, Hachav Maiskinen. The way to understand is Kigan Shaholach Barishon. He walked on the first path, and he knew he walked on it. B'shah Shaholach B'sheni, when he walked on the second path, Hashachach Shaholach Barishon. So he forgot entirely that he had walked on the first path. The Havilei, so now this situation, before he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he has here a mixus yediyah. He's certainly Tamei, but he doesn't really know that he's Tamei because he doesn't remember what happened when he walked on the first path. So it's only a mixus yediyah. It's only a partial yediyah. And that's going to be the machlokes. Barkamifki. Tanakama Sover, the Tanakama holds that even Rav Shimon will agree that since he's certainly Tamei, there's no question that he's certainly Tamei, because he walked on both paths, and one path certainly has a mace buried on it. His knowledge is only a mixus yediyah. So we couple the fact that he's certainly Tamei with the fact that he has a mixus yediyah. That's enough to be considered a kol yediyah, and that's enough to be considered a yediyah betchilah. Rav Shimon says that isn't sufficient. Loyim Rinan mixes yediyah kakal yediyah. He's saying that a partial yediyah is not called a yediyah. So, and that's going to be the machlokes, what Rav Shimon holds in the first case. Continues Gemara. Halach Barishon, we spoke about a case where the person worked on the first path, and therefore he's a Safek Tamei. Nichnas, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's a Vishon of a Tavel, he completely purified himself. Then he walked on the second path. Nichnas walked into the Beis HaMikdash. He's chayiv. Rav Shimon Paters. But ask the Gemara, why would the Tanakhama in this case say that he's chayiv a carbon oil of a yared? Am I chayiv? Safik yediyah here. There was never clarity that he's tamei when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, because he had only walked on one path and completely be matar himself after that. Rav Yochanan can also suffer kidia. Gemara is teaching us a big chiddush that even though he only has a suffik idea, and the way the Rishonim point out, we've spoken about two different terminologies in our shiur today. One terminology we've spoken about is suffik idea. It's a suffik if he's tame or not. Then we had a case that we spoke about a moment ago about mixas idea. The Gemara is saying that by the case of carbon oil of a yoyrid, even a suffik idea that Tanakam is going to hold is treated like idea. Shlach Shama, how many? Whose opinion does this represent? Rav Shmolhi. Because we've been learning Rav Shmol from the beginning of Masechta. Rav Shmol's opinion is, Loi bina yediyah b'tchila, we don't have to have a full yediyah at the beginning altogether. Says the Gemara, V'ramid Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, V'ramid Rav Shlokish, Rav Shlokish. The Tanya. The Braisa teaches us, Ochal safek chelev. Somebody ate a piece of meat, it's not clear if it's kosher or not kosher. V'noy deloi, and then he becomes aware of this situation. The halach is that such a person has to bring an ashem tolu. And then he ate, and then this happened again. Safik chalif, before he brought the carbon ashem tolu, the same thing happened again. He had a piece of meat. Safik chalif, it's not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. And then he became aware of that too. Rabbi Omer, shame shemevi chatas kol echav echad. Just like the Aloch tells us that if somebody ate multiple pieces of not kosher meat, he has to bring a separate karmachatos for each achila. Kach mevi oshem tolei kolach ve'echad. You have to bring a separate oshem tolei for each one. Rav Shimon by Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Amru, Rav Shimon eni mevi el oshem tolei echad. You only have to bring one oshem tolei because the Torah says. By the Oshem Tali, the Heve Ayal Tamav Chipa Olav Akoyin, Ashigosa Ashishagag. A Torah rips Ashigos Harbe. The Torah says you could have multiple occurrences and you only bring Oshem Tali Echad. So we see that you only bring one Oshem Tali for multiple situations. Vom Resh Lakish, and Resh Lakish, in order to explain what the Machloik is here, to explain, particularly explain the opinion of Rebbe, Vom Resh Lakish, Can't shana Rebbe, yediyah sveikus mischalkus lachatus. That even though the yediyah that took place between one act of eating a piece of meat that we're not sure is kosher or not, and the other act was not a full-fledged yediyah, we still don't know was the meat that he ate kosher or not kosher, but it's considered enough, even though it's a suffik yediyah, it's still enough to separate these two acts, and therefore obligate you to bring separate Ashram Tali for each act. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shem Shiyidiyas Vadei, Ba'al Mamschalkas Lachatas, when to be chayiv a separate Karmachatas, you have to have a full-fledged Yediyah that you did the Aveira. That's when you're going to bring a separate Chatas. Kach Yediyas Sofik Mechalkas Lashamas, the halacha is that the idea is suffic, that the halacha, that the question what you ate was, I don't know if it's kosher or not, it's going to be mechalk. So it seems that Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish are both agreeing that in the Braisa, he's going to be chayiv two carbon oshem talus, because there was the idea suffic in between. And the question is, and everybody agrees, that for carbon oshem talus, a yediyah safik is enough to separate. The machloikus is regarding a carbon chattas. Is a yediyah safik enough to separate for carbon chattas as well? But as the Gemara, we just said that Rabbi Yochanan said the yediyah safik, when we spoke about the carbon oil of a yoyrid, is considered yediyah. And Rish Lakish doesn't agree that a yediyah safik is enough. And here we see that Rish Lakish holds the yediyah suffik is a yediyah, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not. Answers the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion can be reconciled, can, regarding Tumas Miglish Vigdashav, Asu, they made a suffik yediyah enough. But that's a halacha that only applies. That's a halacha that only applies by Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, but it's not B'chol HaTorah Kula. The halacha, when we speak about the carbon oil of a Yorid, the Torah is not so sharp in its requirement of Yediyah. The like Siv Yediyah Behedya, the Torah doesn't require Yediyah. All the Torah says is V'nelem Hu Dekasi. All that you need, that since the Torah expresses the Yediyah requirement in the negative, he forgot. So therefore, a Sofik Yediyah is sufficient. However, V'lai B'chal HaTorah Kula Asu, everywhere else, a Sofik Yediyah is inadequate. Dekasiv Ay Hoidolav Chatasa Shechata. And there, the Halacha will require Yediyah Ma'ayis Sabinan. El Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, ask the Gemara, why do Rish Lakish have to say, when the person walked on two roads, and therefore there was only a Safik Yediyah, and the reason that he's going to be Chayav Achatas, because he's following the opinion of Rabbi Shloikish, and Rishmol, going back to the beginning, never requires a Yediyah B'Tchila, why don't he just say that he's following, like Rish Lakish, like the opinion of Rebbe, that Rish Lakish himself says that Rebbe's opinion is that a Safik Yediyah is enough. Says the Gemara, indeed, Rish Lakish could have explained that the Gemara was speaking about with the roads, and when the person walked on one road, as a matar himself, and then walked on the other road, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, that there it's only a Safik Yediyah, and Rebbe holds a Safik Yediyah is enough. But he wants to teach us that Rav Shmuel doesn't need Yediyah B'Tchila. But ask the Gemara, Pshita D'Loibayi, obviously that's the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Midalaya Me'as Le'Kra, he doesn't have any psukim to teach us that. Because he said, the Torah says the word V'Nelem V'Nelem. And now we go back to the fundamental approach to this entire sugya. V'Nelem D'Machayim Mahal Migdash. Rav Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. We began today's shir with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer saying that Helam Migdash and Helam Kodesh, forgetting that this place that you walked into, you remembered your Tameh, but you forgot that the place you entered is the base of Migdash. You forgot that the place that the food you ate is Kodesh is not a case of carbon oil of a Yoyrid. Rabbi Shmuel says the Torah, by repeating V'Nelam V'Nelam, is here to teach us that that too is considered a situation of halama for which there'll be a carbon oil of a yoyrid. If that's the case, there is no pasuk available to teach us that you have to have yediyah b'tchila. So, of course, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require a yediyah b'tchila. So we're saying now the Rish Lakish is here to tell us that that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Obviously, that's Rabbi Shmuel holds. He doesn't have any other place to learn differently than that, answers the Gemara. That there's no pasuk to teach us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to have yediyah b'tchila. Avogmar islay. Maybe he had a Messiah, maybe he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe's, that a yediyah b'tchila is required, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel cannot be attributed to be the mandam that says you don't have to have yediyah b'tchila. That's what Rish Lakish wants to tell us, that Rabbi Shmuel completely does not require Yediyah B'Tchila, and therefore, even though his Yediyah here was a weak Yediyah, he doesn't know if he's Tamei, he didn't know what, when, where, it doesn't make a difference, he's still going to be Chayv coming out of the yard if he did the Aveira, and then recognized and realized that he did the Aveira. Hanum Lach Yediyah Satoma, Hanum Lach Yediyah Satoma, Hanum Lach Yediyah Satoma.